Hello, Mason. So we're going to connect to Alex. So thank you for being on my show, for being on Between the Blue Lines. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
So you are the, well, you used to be the Washington Capitals beat writer for the Washington Post. You are leaving that position to become a writer for Sports Illustrated on the NHL. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And we're just going to start into, how did you get into sports writing? How did you get into being the Capitals beat writer for the Post?
Well, I've been, this is the only job I've ever had, fortunately enough. I started covering sports when I was about 15 or 16 for a local newspaper called Falls Church News Press in my hometown in Northern Virginia. After college, I went to a small school in Boston called Tufts and did internships here and there. And then after graduation, I happened to get a job, luckily enough, at the Post. I was covering colleges, University of Maryland football and basketball for a couple of years. And then one day my boss called me into his office and said, you cover the Capitals now. Didn't know, honestly, a heck of a lot about hockey. Hadn't watched it just because I was busy covering other things. Luckily enough, I had a whole summer to dive right into it. Had a new regime coming in with Barry Trotz and Brian McClellan that I think kind of eased the transition. And a year later, here I am, off to cover the whole league in a pretty daunting challenge.
So, and what are you most looking forward to at your new job with Sports Illustrated, with covering the entire league and not just one team?
I think just the width of what I'll be able to cover. You know, when you cover a beat, there's a lot of the daily minutiae that fans rightfully so care about. You know, the injuries and who's playing on certain lines and stuff like that. You know, when you're covering the whole league, that's not something that you really have to worry about. You're able to kind of float in and out, so to speak. You know, you can pick stories. You can pick the best stories, really, from an entire league, and that's something that I'm pretty excited about.
Okay, and it should be interesting to read. You know, I personally love your writing style. I consider it to be humorous and entertaining, but also educating. You know, what do you consider your writing style to be?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm still young and pretty raw in this industry. But I mean, I do really enjoy the stories. You know, I really enjoy stuff off the ice that people have to tell, kind of the minutiae, maybe not the minutiae, but stuff that maybe we take for granted a little bit. You know, why people do the things they do, or why things are the way they are. I think coming from a background that, you know, wasn't necessarily hockey specific, I was kind of able to take maybe a broader point of view in that way.
So you had a more of an outsider perspective than someone who has been a hockey fan their entire life and is now covering the team that they've followed and they know, you know, front to back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I grew up in the area, so, you know, I knew a little about the team, but it was just, quite frankly, never really a sport I paid much attention to, just because I was busy covering other stuff. I mean, obviously in college, I was all the way up in Boston and you know, covering a little high schools for the Globe and had internships and, you know, Minnesota and in Connecticut. And, you know, those were times when hockey really wasn't being played. So, yeah, I mean, I really needed a crash course in hockey. I needed a crash course in the Capitals. And, you know, the organization was pretty good about kind of holding my hand. I do think that admitting naivete in certain scenarios was a little beneficial to me, saying, you know, hey, I need some help. I need some help just kind of wrapping my head around this sort of thing. Can you explain this to me? And hockey players, by and large, I think if you ask a lot of sports writers, they'll tell you that they're the best ones to cover. For whatever reason, they tend to be the most open and the most accessible.
And going with that, what is the kind of the funniest, weirdest story that you've written about or you've come across in your year of covering the Capitals?
Last year, I was driving home from Long Island covering the Islanders Cap series in the first round, and I was thinking a little bit about the game before and how it kind of unfolded. The Caps, I think, had scored two goals, and one of them was from a forward named Joel Ward, who has kind of a reputation for being very hard along the walls, very hard to play against, very hard to get the puck from, and then the other one had kind of come on a deflection in a little bit of a mysterious way. They weren't sure if the puck had gotten through or if it had, or it ended up hitting Joel Ward on his backside and bouncing to the net. So I kind of put that together, you know, kind of started thinking about the idea of him boxing out players around the net, and then the fact that, you know, the puck may have literally gone off his butt. And I wound up writing like 800 words exclusively about his ass. I don't know if I can say that on radio, but I did. I'm sorry. And it wound up being kind of a silly story, to be honest. I pitched to my editor and just said, hey, I want to write about Joel Ward's butt. And she said, okay, explain that. So I did a little bit further, and then she gave me the green light. That's the kind of thing. I mean, writing about just one specific player's body part and